The alleged witness account was also shared on social media by the White House press secretary. In the interview, the guard allegedly described how U.S. forces use technology unlike anything he has ever seen. He said that all their radar systems shut down without any explanation. It was followed by a lot of drones flying over their positions. He claimed that 8 helicopters arrived moments later, deploying what he estimated were just 20 U.S. troops into the area. But he said that these few men came armed with something far more powerful than guns. The guard claims that the U.S. troops shot with precision and speed. He said, and I'm quoting, "It felt like each soldier was firing 300 rounds per minute." At one point, U.S. troops launched another weapon, according to the guard's account. It was like a very intense sound wave, and he felt like his head was exploding from the inside. He claimed that the Venezuelan side started bleeding from the nose, while some were vomiting blood. They were unable to move. An estimated 100 Venezuelan security forces were killed in the January 3 attack. The White House press secretary, Karoline Leavitt, has shared the account on social media. However, the White House has not confirmed whether administration was verifying the veracity of the eyewitness account.